School News Roll Call, February 2021 issue for Tustin Unified School District features an article by Dr. Gregory A. Franklin, Superintendent, as follows. Each year, the Board of Education sets goals and priorities that guides the district's work. For the 2020-21 school year, there are two major areas of focus. The first is responding to the COVID pandemic by providing a safe working and learning environment, a hybrid educational program that provides choice to parents, and addressing the learning loss that has occurred since regular schooling was interrupted in March 2020. The second major area of focus is ensuring all students in the district, regardless of race, religion, home language, gender, or income, achieve at high levels and feel welcome and respected at school. In response to this second area of focus, the district is taking many steps. That includes a review of social studies and literature curriculum to ensure it represents a diverse set of experiences and perspectives, the creation of a high school ethnic studies course, and a review of district practices and policies that could unintentionally hamper the achievement of some students. An equity and justice task force has been formed that is helping with this review. I want to thank the teachers, counselors, parents, students, classified staff, principals, and community members who have volunteered to serve on this task force. Their names are listed within my message in this issue. They are committed to providing every student in TUSD with an outstanding educational experience. One of their first steps is to collect data from students, parents, and staff about perceptions and experiences regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion in Tustin Unified. I appreciate everyone who's participated in the surveys. The TUSD community will receive updates on the task force progress through future articles in the Franklin Almanac and School News Roll Call. Dr. Franklin concludes, I appreciate all their help and support. Go, TUSD. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this issue in its entirety to learn what is happening in your school district.